Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You can be my wingman anytime.
You can be mine.
R.I.P. Val Kilmer, Iceman, Tom Kazanski. What's your problem, Kazanski? I've watched Top Gun, like many of you out there who are also living cliches like me, a million times.
I really liked Maverick.
Maverick was a great movie.
I really liked Maverick a lot.
I was afraid to see Maverick
because I was afraid it,
you know, it's the Top Gun and it was great. Maverick was great. Top Gun, of course. Incredible. Val Kilmer, R.I.P. Val Kilmer. I was looking through his filmology. Is that filmography? There we go.
Yeah.
To see all the movies I've seen from Kilmer, of course, like Real Genius, Top Gun, Tombstone. Tombstone's a very top of mind. In fact, driving in this morning, listening to the report on Val Kilmer passing away, Tombstone got the number one billing. Like Val Kilmer. Of Tombstone, played Doc Holliday in Tombstone, then came Top Gun. And then there's another that, of course, I have seen this and just forgot until I looked at the list. And I'm sure I'm sitting here in a room with you and Josh over there and Owen over there. I would bet that none of you have seen Willow. 0-3. What a shame.
Sorry.
1988, Willow.
Wow.
Val Kilmer plays Mad Mardigan. Oh, man, you got to see Willow. You have to see it. It's, what is it? It's one of these wizards, sort of the Lord of the Rings,
okay.
1980s action, great stuff.
Bow and arrows?
Yes. Not quite Lord of the Rings, but you know what I'm saying. Like just fantasy sci-fi Willow.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, outside of Top Gun, Val Kilmer is not like a huge, again, like 88 is just a little before my time. I was like, I think of Val Kilmer and I think of like MacGruber, which is like a movie that was made within the last 15 years. He's really funny in that. And I don't really think he's a comedic character in many movies.
No, he was, if I'm not mistaken, he's a method actor.
Okay.
Which is one of the people that you get a role and then you live and become that person for that amount of time.
Right.
Which is weird for those of us that are not dedicating our lives to, you know, becoming Batman. I never saw the Batman that he was. Batman Forever.
I also did not see that.
I never saw that. And I want to say I feel like no one ever talks about Val Kilmer as Batman. There's Michael Keaton. There's, you know, Christian Bale. There's Ben Affleck did it once, didn't he?
George Clooney.
I mean, all the middle Batmans, I stopped. I didn't.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
I didn't do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, R.I.P. Val Kilmer.
Top
Secret.
Method acting made me remember when I called you Andy Kaufman or Jim Carrey trying to be Andy Kaufman about the wide receiver train because you were so immersed in your your wide receiver train. So you lost yourself a little.
Have I found myself yet? I don't think so.
I don't think you have.
I definitely don't think so. I'm still looking at receivers.
But you were lost in the sauce for a little while.
I'm still lost. The Ghost in the Darkness. If you've not seen The Ghost in the Darkness, great movie.
Mm-mm.
Val Kilmer movie from the 1990s, 1996. That's about they're building a train rail line through Africa, and there are two lions that they can't seem to... The two lions that are hunting people, and he's sent to take care of the lions.
I've seen that movie. It's very good.
It's very cool.
It's really interesting.
The Ghost in the Darkness, yeah.
Okay.
What else? From Val Kilmer. A lot of the stuff is like mid-2000s. True Romance is another one for him. Yeah. R.I.P. Val Kilmer. Iceman was a better character in film history. I mean, there might be a few. But in terms of, you know... Villains slash friends become enemies, enemies become friends.
Yeah, and the storyline in Maverick, too, where, you know, he's sick at the end of his life.
Yeah.
And, you know, still, you know, kind of protecting. Yeah, it's just...
That's why... So, on his death, he dies of throat cancer. He could barely speak at this point in his life. That's why in the movie, he doesn't really talk.
And I didn't even... Like, in hindsight, I didn't really know that. I thought that was part of the character. But that was his...
Yeah.
Situation. I think I saw you had two tracheotomies.
Yeah.
Tough.
803-0550 to join us. On the Sabres, if you want, we've got some update on the rule changes in the NFL, the kickoff rule, the overtime rule. There was a follow-up question about overtime we'll get to. And the numbers on the Tush Push vote, we've got a report about how close it might be. Again, there wasn't a vote. It was tabled until further notice. Maybe May they vote on that. So we kind of know where that stands. Paul in Buffalo is up. Hey, Paul, good morning.
Guys, I have a bevy of Saber points that I'd like to talk about. And then you mentioned Willow, Jeremy. I mean, I'm 45. So in the 80s, we had amazing kids movies. And George Lucas had his hand in a lot of things. And Willow is one of the movies he had his hand in. And Val Kilmer was fantastic in that movie. If you were a little boy who had maybe older brothers and just roughhoused a lot, and you wanted to see a guy with a sword doing acrobatic things and telling jokes and getting the girl and, you know, killing the evil wizard, Willow has everything. If you love Star Wars, it has the charm and the storytelling and the mythos and all of it. It is such a fantastic film. And I can't think of anyone our age who hears the movie genre Western and the first person they think of is Doc Holliday as played by Val Kilmer. The fact he did not win an Oscar for that role is a travesty, a great, great travesty by the Academy. But let me move on to our Buffalo Sabres, who are in the midst of their now patented classic heroic run tonight, their 10th place. It is something to see. It always is. This time they're getting saves from James Reimer out of nowhere, and they've got their captain healthy, and we've seen his greatest talent come to the fore again. Rasmus Dahlin can turn trash into treasure. Matias Samuelsson, +4 last night, most minutes played in the game. Unreal. Unreal what Rasmus Dahlin does. He is, to me, I keep your Cal McCars, your Quinn Hughes. Quinn Hughes isn't in the same league as Rasmus Dahlin. I'm sorry. He's a winger from the blue line. Dahlin is twice the player Quinn Hughes is. Tage Thompson and Alex Tuch is the dichotomy I want to draw right now. If I were Team USA's general manager, first of all, I would put both of them on Team USA. But if I could only put one of them on Team USA, it would be Alex Tuch. Because Alex Tuch is a plus player in all three zones. Tage Thompson is a top 10 player in the world in the offensive zone. He's fine in the defensive zone, but boy, does he give the puck away in the neutral zone. He gives it up on a platter a lot. He more than makes up for it. He's worth his $7 million. And no complaints about Tage Thompson, but I would take Alex Tuch over him on Team USA. And finally, Alex Ovechkin scored again last night, a garbage goal. He has changed his game a bit, and he plays in front of the net.
Yeah,
he's so big and strong.
Yeah, Paul, the last couple goals he's scored, right? Like every time, Ovechkin scores, they go to the highlight, and there he's just like banging it in from 2 feet out.
If he has made a decision to say, I'm going to play a little Dave Andrechuk style, not necessarily deflect pucks, but just use my big body, who's moving him? Because, like, if you look at the Four Nations, when Dahlin ragdolled McDavid, He couldn't do that to Ovechkin. Ovechkin is too big and strong. If he's got 3 years left if he wants to stand in front of the net and get rebounds.
Yeah. Thanks, Paul.
Guys, have a good one.
Ovechkin is the embodiment of old man strength right now, right? Old bear.
Mm-hmm.
Huge, strong. Yeah, thanks, Paul, for the phone call. On what do you want there? The Sabres on Team USA, on Val Kilmer? Willow, you should.
I mean,
yeah. Yes.
We are still in movie and TV show windows right now because we can't be outside.
Because
so.
It rains all the time.
Yeah.
On the Sabres and their run, you know, like you said, James Reimer is what's happening now. What do they do? They bring back Reimer. It is one thing. I had this thought about the Sabres. When's the last time that their plan in goal seemed like it had a long-term, like, we got it. We're set. It seems like they kind of ping-pong all over the place. Hey, Levi's going to be the guy. We're going to give him the job. Actually, he's not ready. He's in Rochester. It's between UPL and last year coming into the season, it would have been UPL. Craig Anderson. Oh, look at this guy. Craig Anderson. He's hot. Let's ride him. Another year for Craig Anderson. Let's bring him back. It's not going to work. Carter Hutton. And since Allmark, it's kind of just been bouncing around. Allmark is still playing. Allmark was here and they let him walk.
Mm-hmm.
He was pretty good. I was thinking about Jonas Enroth the other day. Like,
wow.
Other than, you know, it's been a long time since they've had a true number one with Robin Leonard. They make the move to that was when they had a plan. Trade
yeah.
a first, get a guy. He's our guy. I mean, we're going way back now. But it just seems like we're about to enter another offseason where it's, oh, I mean, what's going to happen in net? Well, we're going to hope that Luukkonen gets it back. I mean,
yep.
they gave Luukkonen such a big deal, such term on that deal. It's been a position that I think has frequently been too unreliable. And if they had, if they had goaltending 2 years ago, they're
in
the
playoffs.
And if they had goaltending this year, they're probably in the mix. And
yep.
it's been tough. So anyway, 803-0550 to join us on that on the Sabres and Val Kilmer, if you want it. On Tombstone, so he's Doc Holliday. You've seen Tombstone? Everybody in the room has seen Tombstone? No, Josh?
No,
Nate?
No.
Man.
No, this is definitely like my – this would be a movie my dad would watch in the living room, and I'd be like, you're watching this for the 25th time, Dad. Like, this year. Like, and it's one of those movies that are on TV. I would view – how my dad looks at Tombstone is, I would guess, how I look at Shawshank. Is if it's on, okay. I don't care if there's 40 minutes left or the full movie. It's going to go on. I'm going to watch it.
Yeah. It came out in 1993.
Yeah.
So, Owen, what year are you born?
I'm an 02, so okay. I was born in 2002.
Okay.
And I love Tombstone. It's one of my favorite movies ever.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's unbelievable that that Val Kilmer scene where he like goes to find Johnny Ringo
is
my favorite movie scene that's ever
It's incredible. It's long.
Yeah.
How long is it? Is it 2.5 hours? Whatever. It's a long movie.
It's long, and I am the same way that, Nate, you said you are about Shawshank. I am that way.
You watch it every time.
If it's on, I sit down and plant on the couch for the rest of it.
Like what channel is...
Is Tombstone
playing on regularly?
TNT or
TBS
or TCM.
Okay, it's definitely Turner Classic Movies. Yeah,
maybe. It's an incredible movie. It's great.
2 hours and 14 minutes, by the way.
Okay, 2:14. I thought it was a little longer than that. That's not bad. Tons of big stars in Tombstone, and it's great. I mean, Westerns, everybody should get on a Western kick. If you've never done it where you just decide, you know what, I think I like Westerns for a little while, try that on. It's raining for the next 6 days. Nate, become a Western guy.
Okay. You should get on the Yellowstone bandwagon.
That'll work. You'd be surprised. Get on some Clint Eastwood movies. Get on the Westerns. Tombstone's great. Doug in North Tonawanda. Hey, Doug.
Hey, good morning. Hey, 21-year listener, first-time caller. I appreciate you guys' service to the community. Want to tell you, every time I run into you guys in public, you're always so real. I appreciate that. Hey, I just wanted to mention real quick the Doors. Val Kilmer, you talk about method acting and immersing yourself in a role. Watch The Doors. He did a fantastic job. I'm a Tombstone fan, number one favorite movie ever, but just watch The Doors.
Yeah, he sang. He did the vocals on The Doors, right?
I believe he did.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's what I heard on the drive-in. I have not seen The Doors, and I suppose I should, right? Why not? Thanks, Doug. It's funny. 21 years, first-time caller. What was it? A McDermott decision? A bad officiating call? Val Kilmer, baby. R.I.P. Val Kilmer, who has passed away. Jeremy and Nate here on WGR. Thanks for the phone call, Doug. 803-0550 if you want to chime in on anything. Okay, so NFL, couple different rule changes. The overtime rule, there was a question asked that was a good question. So the NFL went to their postseason format for the regular season, which is both teams will get the ball, but overtime is 10 minutes. In the playoffs, that is not timed. There is no, right, both teams are going to get the ball. You cannot hold it, and then the other team is dead. It's both teams get it.
Both teams get it, are guaranteed one possession.
Correct. Do they time it in the playoffs? Now that I'm thinking about that, they don't just end the overtime period. You don't run out of time, do you?
Yeah.
In the playoffs?
Oh, in the playoffs, no.
That's what
is it even timed?
That's what I... The Super Bowl, this happened 2 years ago.
And I can't remember.
I can't remember it being timed.
Or
mattering what the time was. So, all right, sorry, got to follow up on that.
Yeah.
The reason I bring that up is, in the NFL, regular season, now... The overtime format will be each team get the ball. Unless if you put together a 10-minute drive, then that's it. There is not a guaranteed possession after that. So if you hold the ball for 10 minutes and score on the final play, the game is over. How likely is that? I don't think that's very likely at all. The team's going to get the ball. Hold it for a 10-minute drive. How often are drives 10 minutes long? Not that often. They do happen. How often is a drive 10 minutes long when the other team is armed with timeouts? Because you're going to get some timeouts back in the overtime format. You're going to stop the clock. Are they going to stop it for a 2-minute warning? I think they do have a 2-minute warning in overtime. So it's not likely, but that is an interesting wrinkle that you will have the potential to have it be sudden death. It would just be like, or 10-minute death. Maybe we should call it that. Because if you hold it for all 10 minutes, you do that. So that's one. Another note here on the tush push. It's been tabled. But there's a report, I saw at profootballtalk.com, that the vote, where does the vote stand right now? The Packers have the initial proposal. And the proposal is that you can't immediately push the player who receives the snap. And this is why I heard Sal with the Extra Point Show, with the afternoon show. This is where you might have enough of an appetite to change the rule. You might not have agreement on what it should say. But Kalen Collar of ESPN.com reports that 16 teams support the Packers' proposal. So you're already at, the league is 50-50.
50-50. Yeah.
The league is 50-50 on this. Yes, we should do this. No, we shouldn't. And what you might have is... You need 8 more teams. Think of it just like any old bill that's going through Congress, right? I've got these 3 teams. What they want is this language put in. These 2 teams, they would agree if it said this instead. How can the NFL, which, by the way, I think you should view Roger Goodell as someone that's going to try and whip everyone together and get all those votes. Talk to this owner, talk to that owner, talk to that GM to try to get everybody on the same page. Goodell has said he thinks they should get rid of it. He is for banning the tush push. He thinks injury, whatever. There's a lot of different things being said about it this week. But if they could get these remaining 8 on board with the right language, that's what might get it to May. And the fact that it's already a 50-50 split, I don't put it this way. I'll ask it this way. Do you think there's any chance they go from 50-50 split to further away from banning it? Because I tend to think that no matter if they do it this year or next year or next year, eventually it will go away. McDermott and his comment about injuries and when you're put in that position and on, they don't have a high-profile injury. True or false? As soon as they do, next year at owners' meetings, remember what happened to... Insert quarterback here. Insert offensive lineman who broke a leg. Defensive tackle who... Insert high-profile injury on a tush push. Isn't that immediately... Look, we talked about it last year. Even if it's not true in the data, you would have a very strong anecdotal, boom, that guy got hurt. They took away low hits on quarterbacks when Brady got hurt. It was the next year, the Brady rule. You can't hit a quarterback down there anymore. So it wouldn't surprise me at all if it doesn't make it through yet, but it's going to continue, Nate, moving.
Yeah.
I just think it's going to have positive momentum.
What they got to do is someone's got to create the pick. Like someone's got to create the language in this that's accepted by everybody. I think part of the reason it's getting tabled right now is everyone, even the people that are like, we want to ban this, I just don't know that this specific wording is going
to
work.
Immediately pushing the ball carrier. Can I count to two and then do it? Can I go in there late? I think the reason that immediately pushing the ball carrier is in there as language is so that when a running back runs 5 yards down the field, the linemen are still allowed to blast in there and push him forward, right? You got a schmozzle on the 2 yard line and Deion Dawkins goes over and plows everyone into the end zone. I don't think the NFL wants that gone, and I don't think many teams would want that gone. I don't even think fans want that gone, moving the pile like that. If I've got Deion Dawkins and Spencer Brown pushing everybody 10 more yards, you know, that tends to get a crowd amped up. That's an exciting kind of play. And I think that's treated differently. So that might be why the immediately is in there. I don't know the right language that would do it. How about just no pushing a player forward if they're in the backfield? And then again, like, okay, that doesn't work because, well, my quarterback has already gained 1 yard and now I'm pushing him the 2nd yard. So the language might not be easy to find. And that could be the holdup. That's the news on the Tush Push.
Language.
Yeah.
You get caught in the details.
Writing the rule, which, come on, you know.
I just think then you're just getting into, and I think that's part of the issue with it right now is the semantics of it. And it's, you know, well, the Bills, you know, well, Josh Allen goes to the left first, then he gets pushed. So that would be legal under, you know what I'm saying? Instead of, you know, get snap and pushed immediately at snap. Is someone, and especially in a situation like that, is someone going to be governing that? Is there going to be somebody up there with a stopwatch?
I'm reading the name right here. It's Gene Steratore.
Jeez. Sky Judge. He's the official Tush Push Sky Judge. It's going to be too hard to govern it. It's either you get rid of pushing or you don't.
Yeah, I guess one question would be, you used to not allow this as of 2004. So what did the rules say then? Can you just bring back the language of the 2004 rule that sunsetted and went away? Probably. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Put your trivia hat on for when we return.
Say less.
Good NFL trivia. And potentially a little James Cook update that will tie in as well. It's Jeremy and Joe. Nate's in for Joe today and tomorrow and Friday as well. You're here for the rest of the week. Masters coming up.
Can't wait.
A week from tomorrow is the first round.
Are you going to be the guy that watches Masters on the Range on Monday? Because I will be.
Yeah, we got to see what people are wearing.
Right.
I mean, that's very important.
Insanely important.
We've already seen Billy Horschel's setup.
Happy about it.
Yeah, I think he did all right.
Billy Ho's got swag.
Problem is, I'm not sure about wearing the sweater tied around the neck. I feel like you're not going to do that golf.
Yeah, you're not doing that.
Don't put that in your artist renderings of your getup.
You're going to walk into the facility with the sweater on the neck, though, I assume.
2 days he's going sweater around the neck?
I don't know. That's not
questionable. Yeah. It's questionable. But he's cool. 803-0550 to join us. Some good trivia. Put your thinking caps on next.
Ballenstein steps up at the line. Puck is stolen here by Peyton Krebs, who walks in and fires. Scores! Peyton Krebs! A great read, and he shoots the puck as Lindy Ruff has asked him to do. And the Buffalo Sabres are up 4-1.
One of the Firth moments of the game, for all the moments in life, go to Firth Jewelers for the moments of your life. Go forth to
this season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account. The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Firth, Sabres win in Ottawa, sweeping the season series.
I mean, I think Jimbo's a pro. I respect him and love him to death, and I'm sure he's going to want to come out and prove that the value that he and his reps put on him, hey, let me show you. If we're not there, I'm going to go out here and do it again. So he'd be showing us and then obviously showing the whole league as well. So, and we want him to have success. We're rooting for him, and we want nothing more, just like these other guys, for James to continue being a Buffalo Bill well past this season. But we are where we are, and there's no hard feelings from us.
Buffalo Bills general manager Brandon Bean. You know what a good question for Bean would be as a follow-up? That I don't know he would answer it publicly, but would you pay a running back $15 million? You have not yet extended a running back.
Would you pay Christian McCaffrey?
$20 million.
Yeah.
Would you do it? Commit the top salary in the NFL to the running back position? And I don't know what kind of answer you'd get. Oh, of course, you know, if we got the best, we'll pay the best.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that they would do it. There's plenty of Bills fans that believe the Bills won't
pay a running back ever.
Just won't do it.
Yeah.
They draft them. They said goodbye to Devin Singletary, which, you know, he was fine. He was good. We thought he was good. But Cook has put up bigger numbers, been more explosive. And if they walk from Cook and do not pay him, then it's going to be a long time till you believe they're going to pay any running back big money. So, you know, to say no hard feelings, he wants to go out there and prove it. He wants to show us, you know, if you're the Bills, you might say, hey, yeah, let's see it. We'll love to see it. Love you to death. Can't wait for you to do it. Meanwhile, you're putting your career on the line to try and prove what you're worth, because we don't think you're worth the same amount of money. You know what I was thinking about yesterday? It's stunning how quickly you can go, as a running back especially, from the mountaintop to gone.
Mm-hmm.
Dalvin Cook knows that. You know who else knows that? So in our fantasy dynasty league, yes, I know, dynasty fantasy football chatter here, we're making cuts on 24-18 in the League of Shopes and Dreams with Mike Shope, and I had to make a call on whether or not I'm going to cut Nick Chubb, who is not on a team.
Mm-hmm.
He was the best running back in football. He's one of the best running backs ever. He got rolled up on a tackle. He came back last year. He was not quite himself, of course.
Of course.
Is he himself? I don't know. But the Browns, they don't care.
Yeah.
You're done. Maybe he can prove he can come back. Maybe he can catch on somewhere. But from the mountaintop, not a good year for a young running back. Like, Nick Chubb is Hall of Fame talent. One injury, it's over. And there's a report he's going to sign with the Bears.
Is that right?
It's out there. Could be on his way to the Bears.
J.K. Dobbins. He had almost 1,000 yards last year. He's out there. Everyone's like, he's cooked. He's had like 3 big-time injuries. Look, when he played last year, he had 9 touchdowns. He had a good year last year. Still on the free agent market.
Cook it's tough. It's where running backs get really, you know, you don't envy their position. Hey, we love you, Jimbo. We love you. We're not going to pay you what you think you deserve, and that's fine. Like, these teams and the players, they're at odds on contracts. One injury, and the entire league might just decide, like, that's fine. Somebody else will come in.
Mm-hmm.
You're a tight end, or you're a receiver, or you're a defensive lineman, or you're a quarterback. You get so much more latitude to come back from an injury.
I think, too, it's tough because I think there are more outliers than rules with paying running backs. Like, to me, Saquon Barkley is an outlier. He's a really good running back, and a lot of the running backs that are that good don't necessarily become available. And I think that you can get around to paying a player as dynamic as Saquon Barkley. But, you know, would it surprise you at all if in a year, two after this season, let's say 2027 comes around, that Barkley looks like he's fallen off a cliff? Would it surprise you?
No.
It wouldn't. And I think about this with Todd Gurley. who was literally like
stud.
I mean,
complete stud.
The most unbelievable fantasy seasons we've ever seen.
And he was gone in 6 months.
Like, injury, okay, well, his knee's acting up. It's not torn ACL, but yep. He can't play football anymore.
Right, they're in the Super Bowl,
yeah.
And they won't put him on the field.
Yes.
So, of any position, it goes fast.
So fast.
But look at Stephon Diggs, torn ACL midseason, $26 million guaranteed, got a job.
Mm-hmm.
Your receiver, you're going to get that. If you're a 31-year-old running back with a torn ACL, good night. How did you
good
ever
luck.
It's amazing you made it that long. So for Cook, I mean, he's got a gamble here. And while the Bills can say, we love him, we love him, we love him, the real question is not just what number would they be willing to pay him. They might be willing to pay, he's going to make five this year. They might be willing to pay an average value of 10, maybe. Or maybe fundamentally, they just want to tell him we don't value the position.
Yeah, right.
There are teams that
this isn't a James Cook thing.
No, it might just be positional.
Yeah.
803-0550 on Cook if you want it. You ready for instant trivia?
Yeah.
All right, good. Instant trivia. I saw yesterday a player that is an answer to this tweeted out this stat. Another player that is also an answer to this responded. I don't know how else to say it without giving you one of the names. I can give you one of the names. Let's just do it that way. Thurman retweeted this. Thurman Thomas.
Okay.
Because one of the others on this list tweeted it. There are six running backs in NFL history with eight consecutive 1,000-yard seasons. Eight consecutive 1,000-yard seasons running the football. James Cook is at one. One. You can't get to eight in a row without one. Anyway,
that's right.
Who are the six? Who are the other five? Because I told you Thurman's one of them. Eight consecutive 1,000-yard seasons rushing.
Derrick Henry.
No.
Oh. Really?
Josh, Owen has all the answers. Sorry, Owen. Owen has the answers. Put them on the screen.
Is there a specific time frame for this? Or is it all time?
All time.
Okay.
Eight consecutive 1,000-yard seasons. If you want to give you the first year that it started, no one earlier than 1989. That is year one.
Wow.
The furthest one back.
Okay. Marshall Faulk.
No.
Edgerrin James.
No.
Boy.
It's a rough start. We'll go ahead and edit. Oh. We'll edit this part of the show out.
Owen's just over there laughing.
We're on delay. We'll delete this part.
Yes, we're on tape delay.
You know what I'm gonna do? We're gonna turn this into beat the chat and see if the chat can get the answers before you. Because they'll give us the answers here. Six running backs in history to rush for 1,000 yards in eight straight seasons. Thurman Thomas is one.
Why is this as difficult as
I don't know.
Eric Dickerson.
No. But one of these answers is unbelievably
Emmitt Smith.
Thank you.
Okay. Nice.
Is there a feeling of shame?
Yeah, a little
okay,
bit.
Okay. As long as you know.
I'm not sure why Emmett didn't immediately come to mind, but.
Yep. The chat has Emmett Smith. They had it before you. Who else? Four more.
Adrian Peterson.
No.
How is an AP?
Dalvin Cook?
No.
Dalvin Cook? He's even played in the league for 8 years?
Well, I don't know. You just got to throw up big names at this point.
Okay.
We're grasping at straws here.
What about Walter Payton?
No. Here I thought this would be a good exercise.
All right.
I mean, again.
Curtis Martin.
Yes.
Woohoo!
Ten.
Ten straight.
Ten straight. He's in the Hall of Fame. That's the guy I thought should not have been in the Hall of Fame because I thought it was a compiler. Sorry. Anyway, Curtis Martin, correct. Emmett, 11. Curtis, 10. Three more.
Barry Sanders.
Yes.
Frank Gore?
No. Barry Sanders, 10 in a row. 10 1,000-yard seasons in a row. That's correct. You have two left.
LT?
Correct.
Okay.
LaDainian Tomlinson, 8. The only one missing is the 89. Individual that tweeted this. And it probably makes sense because you would not know this guy is in this club unless he said, basically, shout out the other running backs in this club. So Thurman retweeted this guy's tweet of it. He's a guy you might have forgotten existed. And after this stat, I might want to ask if he should be in the Hall of Fame. from 2005 to 2012, 8 consecutive 1,000-yard seasons. Fantasy stud. He was fun to watch. Big back.
Steven Jackson?
Yes.
Okay.
Big, fun back.
He was a big back.
Yeah.
The dreads.
Yep. Steven Jackson, 8 consecutive 1,000-yard seasons.
I pulled it together.
I mean, you and the Sabres both. Did you get 13
Man,
in a row
if I
wrong?
Got, if I just didn't get those 13 straight wrong.
You pulled it together all right. You sure did.
At the perfect time.
All right, there's your instant trivia for you for the day. Joe Marino coming up top of the hour. Our Wednesday visit, we'll chat Bills, some draft stuff. He and Kyle Krabs just did their mock draft at NFL, the NFL Locked On NFL Scouting podcast. I'm going to get to the names around the Bills, who they ultimately went with, and start to kind of lock in on some names that not only are going to be around 30, but who are the names in the 20s, early 20s we could see them jump for? Who are the jumps worthy of? We'll get to that with Joe Marino, among other things. 803-0550, our phone number, 1-888-550-2550 on WGR.
Fed to the half wall, set back up top, Carlson, right of the net on it, but they score! That's 891 goals for Alexander Ovechkin. He's 4 from Wayne Gretzky's record.
Alexander Ovechkin scores again. The chase continues. Check their schedule. Like, how many games are going to be on? Well, the NHL, they're in Carolina tomorrow. Chicago on Friday. Sunday, the Islanders. And then finishing up the season at Pittsburgh. They could do it.
They're in Carolina?
They're in Carolina. For their next game, yes.
When was the last time they won in Carolina?
They have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They have 8 games left.
Okay.
For four goals here. Was about Carolina? What was the question?
Well, I was talking about Sabres.
Oh.
When was the last time they won in Carolina?
2017, was it? It was a long time.
I think it's longer.
I forgot. It was a long time ago. At Carolina, home Chicago, at the Islanders, home Carolina, at Columbus. There's a bunch of home and homes. Interesting. Anyway, we'll see. Ovechkin, 4 away. Very exciting. Jeremy and Nate, good morning. 803-0550. Joe Marino on the other side. One quick thing I wanted to mention about a rule change that did not go through in the NFL. So the Lions had that proposal about holding should not be an automatic first down. And I'd seen a little bit of a suggestion that a happy medium, like what if we did it where if you hold short of the sticks, that's a spot foul, and if it's past the sticks, then that's a first down. And I don't want anything to do with that.
Yeah, it's too much.
Because
I don't want any more. I don't want to put any more on these referees.
It's not even just that. Think about the Bills offense. That would mean if it's 3rd and 7,
yeah,
that
people would just start holding the Bills.
You can hold Khalil Shakir coming off the line because like he's not past the line.
Yeah.
We run a yak offense now.
Yeah.
My offense is built on throwing to guys on the run. You know, it's a little bit like the why do you throw it short of the sticks on 3rd and 9? Well, the answer is because that's where I can make the catch, and then I'll try to run past the sticks. So I don't want to find some happy medium where you're differentiating between holding sometimes is a first down and sometimes isn't a first down. I think it's fine the way that it is. It's punitive for defensive backs, but the reason it's that punitive is that it makes their job hard and kind of leads the passing game to be what it is today. If you can make a calculated decision to take a penalty, I feel like
taking penalties should not be a strategic advantage.
Right, it's a bad look. Like, oh, I'd rather take this penalty.
Yeah, no.
So that didn't go through. And
well, listen, I mean, the Lions hold a lot, so their DBs are like make a living of it. So Terron Arnold, their stud young corner, because like more pass interference and holding penalties in the league than anybody else.
Yeah.
So
play physical.
Yeah.
803-0550. The NFL's also debating the decision on whether or not players should play in the Olympics, in the flag football Olympics. The decision will be soon. Plenty of players have expressed an interest in playing.
I don't think they should.
You don't think they should? For which reason?
I've got two reasons. Give people that play flag football an opportunity to compete for their country that aren't professional athletes. And would you want to see Josh Allen on a flag football field and accidentally, you know, non-contact injury? Like, no thank you.
Yeah.
No thanks. I'm good.
I don't know what to do with it. The decision's in 60 days-ish. That's what Roger Goodell said. Players want to play. It would feel extremely lame to me for Patrick Mahomes to go out there and pass the ball to DK Metcalf with flags on over pick your country here.
poor Chilean athletes that have to go up against DK Metcalf.
And I know this was where the Dream Team started. They were dominant, and then global basketball grew as a result, and there are more international stars, and the game became more global.
I'm good.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have any doubt that the NFL would completely make up the teams, and these players would absolutely dominate. I guess I'm interested to hear the sides of the story and what they want to do. 803-0550. That's our phone number. Joe Marino, our weekly chat with him of the Locked On Bills podcast and Locked On NFL Scouting podcast on Bills draft needs, names right around 30, tactics they could approach. Nate's got a new mock draft with 3 picks. We got Joe's mock draft on the Locked On NFL Scouting podcast. So we'll get to that with our conversation with Joe Marino. It's coming up here on WGR.